Sagt der Mishnah weiter, sagt es Yuma Perik Ches, Mishnah Ches. This Mishnah is going to teach us in Yanim about Tshuva and Kapara. Chatas v'osham vadai, mechaprin, are mechaper. It erases the Aveda together with Tshuva. The Batnura explains, if he brings the carbon and doesn't do Tshuva, there's no Kapara. How come the Mishnah doesn't mention that? If we look at the next words in the Mishnah, it says, Misa, v'yayim ha-kippurim, the person dies, and Yom Kippur mechaprin, but here it says beferish ima tshuva, only if he does tshuva. Well, if that's true for the chatas and the asham, how come it doesn't say there as well? Mechaprin ima tshuva. So to batanura, because of here it's obvious. If he didn't do tshuva, why is he bringing a carbon? Let's understand this. A carbon chatas is what is brought when a person is over in a very b'shaygeg. An Asham Vadai, as opposed to an Asham Toli, which we'll learn about soon, an Asham Vadai is brought when a person is over one of five Aveiros. He's Baal Shivcha Harufa, on Gzela, on Mi'ila, on Tumas Nazir, on Tziras. Shivcha Harufa means that he had relations with a Shivcha Kananis that was a Chetzia Shivcha, the Chetzia Bas Chayrin, that was Mi'uresas Li'evet Ivri. We're not going to get into it. Gzela is in a case where a person stole and he denied making a shvua that he's chayiv money, and afterwards he was moida. So besides the fact that he has to pay back the bialim the money and an additional chaimish, he also has to bring a carbon asha. Mi'ila means he was nehena b'shoigeg for the amount of a shava pruta, the value of a shava pruta from hegdish. Besides the fact that he has to pay hegdish, a karen v'chaimish, he also has to bring a carbon asha. Tumas Nazir is a Nazir Tahar who became Tamei B'meis. He has to bring an Asha after he's Metayer himself from his Tumah on the eighth day. Tziras is a Metzaira after he was Metayer himself from his Tziras on the eighth day to his Tahara. He brings a carbon Asha. These carbonites are called Asham Vadai because they come on a Vadai Chet. There is something else called an Asham Toli, which we'll learn about later. An Asham Toli is when a person is misupik if he was over a chait, where had he known for sure that he was over that chait, b'shagig, he would bring a karma chatas, but he's not sure. He ate something which could have been chaylev, which is an isr karis, but he's not sure that it was chaylev. So he can't bring a karma chatas because maybe he wasn't over an isr. On the other hand, he wants a kapara. So he can bring an Asham Toli. An Asham Toli is not a complete kapara. It's a kapara that's going to protect him from Yisurim until such a time that he finds out for sure that he was over an Aveira, and then he can bring a carbon chatas, a regular chatas. The Gemara also says that there's another chilek between an Asham Toli and an Asham Vadai. If a person is chayiv an Asham Toli, let's say by mistake he ate something and he's not sure if it's chaylev or not, and Yom Kippur passed, he no longer has to bring it. Yom Kippur is mechaper on this suffix. But if he's mechuyev in Asham Vadai for one of those five things that we discussed, as well as other karbanas, even though Yom Kippur passed, you don't become pater on it. By the way, although our Mishnah says Yom Kippur only works together with tshuva, there is one opinion, the opinion of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, who says, Itzumei shel yayim mechaper. That means that Yom Kippur is mechaper even without tshuva. Okay, so once again, let's see our Mishnah. Chatas v'Asham Vadai. If he brings the carbon chatas and an asham vadai, as opposed to an asham toli, because he was over one of those five averis mentioned, mechaprin, but only with tshuva, as the Batanura explains it. Misa, and what this means is, there are certain averis that Misa is their kapara. There are certain averis that Yom Kippur is their kapara. But either way, mechaprin, it only works in a tshuva, together with doing tshuva. That's why we say al chet so many times throughout Yom Kippur. We want to make sure we're doing tshuva so that Yom Kippur works for our kapara. Zok the Mishnah weiter. Hatshuva mechaperes. Tshuva is mechaper. Again, the word kapara means it erases our averis. Al averis kalais, an easy averis. Al asei, the alais asei. Let's explain. The Tana just told me that Misa and Yom Kippur only work together with tshuva. So l'chayra, that should leave us with a question. If he's doing tshuva anyway, so, why would he have to come on to Misa or Yom Kippur? You can do tshuva all year, not just on Yom Kippur. So the Tana explains, Enachanami, tshuva always helps, but you have to understand that there may be limitations. Tshuva on its own is mechaper on averis kalis, on relatively easier averis. For example, an assay. I didn't do an assay. I'm wearing a beged of dalet kanfas. I'm supposed to put on tzitzis. I didn't. That's called bitul assay. Now, if someone doesn't wear a beged at all of dalet kanfas, that's not called bitul assay. He's not mechuyev in tzitzis. It's just that he's wasting an opportunity because you could have a mitzvah for every second you're alive. Like before the grower's nifter, he said, it's such a world that I'm leaving. He was crying. He held his tzitzis just for wearing tzitzis. But if you don't wear a beged of dalet kanfas, you're not mechuyev in tzitzis. But if he's wearing a beged of dalet kanfas and he doesn't wear tzitzis, now he's being mevatel in asay. For not wearing a beged of dalet kanfas, he's only punished, as the Gemara be'idne derischa, during a time. Then in Shemayim, they're punishing for other things. He may get punished for that as well. But if he has a beged of dalet kanfas, of four corners, and he doesn't wear tzitzis, now he's over in asay. He has to do tshuva. Or let's say he doesn't say Shema, or he doesn't eat matzah, the first night of Pesach. These are all examples of him being over in asay. Wait a second. He didn't say Shema? He didn't eat matzah? This is called an Avera Kala? That sounds pretty serious to me. Well, the answer to that is, it's called Avera Kala, relatively speaking, because that's not as bad as eating a piece of chazer, where he's being oiver aloisase. It's bad not to do something that Hashem tells you to do. But it's worse when Hashem says don't do it and you do it. Here, let me give you this mashal. Suppose the Rebbe says do the homework and the boy doesn't do it. That's not good. But suppose the Rebbe says, don't stand next to the window, and the boy just ignores the Rebbe and walks over to the window. That's worse. It's worse to do something against the will of the Rebbe than it would be simply not to fulfill something that the Rebbe asked to do, although both aren't good. Well, that would be the mashal to understand this. That's why not doing an assay, as bad as it is, not to say Shema, or not to eat matzah, or not to wear tzitzis, if you have a beged of dalet kanfas, as bad as it is, it's not as bad as a lois assay. Wait a second, I don't understand something. The Mishnah says, al averis kalis, al assay, vi al lois assay. What are you saying? The Mishnah is calling a lois assay also an avera kala. Ah, so let me explain to you. What does the Mishnah mean over here, a lois assay? We don't mean a regular lois assay. We mean a lois assay hanitically assay. What is a lav hanitically assay? It means where a person is over a lav, but there's another assay to take away the lav. Let's say the Torah says, you're not allowed to steal. The Torah says, lois sigzel, but it also says, vehesha vesagzela. So there's an assay that undoes the lav to some extent. Or, for example, shiluach hakan. The Torah says, don't take away the egg or the young without sending away the mother. But then the Torah says, send away the mother. So I have an assay to kind of undo the lav. That isn't on the same level as other lois assays. That's also called an avera kala. Of course, every avera is serious, but relatively speaking, it's called an avera kala. On these types of averas, tshuva itself is mechaper. However, v'ala chamurais and more serious averas, for example, a lois assay, which is not a lav hanitak l'assay, but a lois assay that has no assay to undo the lav. Like we said before, eating chazer or chelev, we would be chuyav malchus and bezdin. Tshuva itself isn't enough. Now, don't get me wrong, says the Mishnah, he should do tshuva, because the tshuva is going to protect him temporarily. He toila. The tshuva will suspend the punishment until Yom Kippur comes, v'yechaper, and he'll have a complete kapara. Now, the Mishnah doesn't tell us which is the avera that only mises mechaper, but the Gemara explains it means chilul Hashem. The definition of chilul Hashem is he does an avera that causes others to sin. That's called a chilul Hashem. Even though it says there's no tshuva on chilul Hashem, but the Rabbeinu Yonah says there is a solution. If somebody was mechal Shem Shemayim, he did something that caused others to sin, he should be mekadesh Shem Shemayim. He should do things that'll cause others to do mitzvahs as a result of his actions or fine midas. That will be a kapara, says the Rabbeinu Yonah. Furthermore, says the Rabbeinu Yonah, if a person learns Torah with great mesiras nefesh and yigia, that is also a refuah for everything, even on the things that the Mishnah says there's no kapara for. So let's chazer over. There are four categories of averas. There is an assay, someone who didn't say Shema, didn't eat matzah the first night of Pesach, didn't put on tzitzis and he wore a baguette of four kanfos. And there's also a lav hanitik lasei, like gezela. Even though he was over in Aveir and he stole, but the Torah says veheshev is a gezela. There's an assay to return it. On an assay and a lav hanitik lasei, tshuva alone is mechaper. The next category is a lav that there's a chi of malchus in Bezin. For that, you would need tshuva and Yom Kippur to have a kapara. A third category would be a lav that there's a chi of karis or mises bezin on it. For that, tshuva and Yom Kippur hold back the punishment for now. And he has to go through some yisurin, some pain, some difficult situations. That's going to complete his kapara. And the fourth category is chilul Hashem. The Mishnah tells us for chilul Hashem, he needs tshuva, Yom Kippur, yisurin, just to hold back temporarily the punishment. But only Misa would be his complete kapara. We spoke out from the Rabbeinu Yoina, however, that if he's Mekadesh Shem Shemayim, he can have a kapara without Misa. And also Yegiya and Taira, the serious nefesh for limit Taira, can be a kapara as well. All of this is bemezid. If he was over in a very b'shaygeg, if he was over something that someone would be chayiv karasan, or even Misa's bezin b'shaygeg, the Karban Chatas is Mechaper, together with Tshuva. And furthermore, this is only when they didn't have the Sari Mishtaleach. If they had the Sari Mishtaleach, it was Mechaper on everything. With the exception of Aveira Shebein Adam L'Chaveira. If a person hurt his friend, he still had to ask him Mechila in order to have a Tshuva. We'll see more about that, B'ez Hashem, in the next Mishnah.